Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was reading this story this morning. According to a new report, the average person has paid about $150 in tips this year that they're not totally comfortable with. Like tip when you're not quite sure if it's expected or not.
Yeah.
And you're still tipping. Or you got bad service, and it's still customary to leave a decent tip, I guess. So you're still tipping pretty good. So you're shelling out an additional $150 a year. That doesn't seem too high to me. But I guess you throw that in a compound interest account, Katie.
Well, yeah.
In 30 years, you got quite a big chunk.
And not only that, it is very much like, I think in those situations, you don't know if you're supposed to tip. So a lot of people overtip because they mm-hmm. don't know the amount. And they don't want to be looked at as cheap or whatever. Yeah. But
well, and now on those iPads, they start with the 20%. You can't do anything. I was at a couple concerts
lately. Oh, you can
customize
it.
What I do. I was at a concert lately, and this guy... you go to the stand, you get a drink, you get a food, whatever. I got one drink and I saw him pop the top for me, turn that iPad around and said 20, 25, and 30%. And I looked at him, hit that right in the eyes. Custom 000 and said, thank you for my drink. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And his attitude completely turned.
Yeah.
He was talking and yapping it up with me. And then I hit the zeros and he goes, all right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't tip at like Starbucks or anything either. In fact, my little workaround with that, because, if you go up to the window, the drive-thru, and you pay with a card or whatever, they stick the thing out. And the first thing it says is tip. And it's so awkward to be like, no tip. It's something about being in the drive-thru.
Yeah,
it's even worse. So what I do is I go onto their app and I load my virtual Starbucks gift card on the app.
Yeah.
So all you do is roll up and have them scan your QR. Boop. It deducts it and it doesn't even ask you for a tip. There's your workaround on that
smart.
One.
Look at you.
Well, and honestly,
gets me out of awkward situations.
You're pro.
The baristas, I feel like there's a lot that goes into that. So I don't mind tipping the barista, taking the top off of a drink.
Literally
though,
removed the lid.
That's where I have a problem. Like, come on. No. Don't tell me I need to tip you for doing your job.
And the other one I did the other day, too, is we had incredibly horrible service at a Mexican food restaurant recently. It was so bad. We had to hunt the waitress down to even get our bill. Like, we were walking around the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you? And it finally came, and I was just so angry and upset and eager to get the hell out of there because we had somewhere else to go. Like, I just hit 20 and then bounced, Whereas I didn't even take the time to get in there and be like, you can get a $5 tip today.
Yeah.
Like, so that's going to add to my $150 for the year in tips that aren't warranted, I guess.
Yeah.
I was just like, It's also
confusing. That is something I wish we did away with, just so people had a clear idea. No, tipping. Over across the pond, they don't do this. And it's all just it's straight line. And you understand it. Like, here, there are no rules. So it's like, do you tip 20? Do you tip 25?
I don't love when the tip is worked in there, though. I'm not a huge fan of that. Like, across the pond, like you said, they're like, oh, the tip's worked in there. I'm like,
I like that.
Sometimes you don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's just standard.
Sometimes you don't deserve it, though.
You know what is up for your, what your wallet's going to have to dish out. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm always torn when I have somebody come to the house and work on stuff, like how much you tip them. Like, do you need to tip them? Do you slip them $20?
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, when you get new tires, do you tip them?
I don't. Yeah, the free rotation.
Yes,
do you tip the guy?
Do you
that
tip that guy?
No,
your
don't.
Oil change, are you tipping that guy?
I'm not.
Like, your trash guy, do you tip him?
I got a guy coming to my house here in the next couple weeks to do thousands of dollars worth of work in my basement.
Yeah.
And it's like, when it's done, do I like, hey, here's an extra $100. Go, or is like, do I just pay the thousands of dollars that it's costing me?
You already paid thousands of dollars.
Thank you. So do I say, hey, here's another hundo. Go out and have a few drinks on me.
See, that's usually the thing where, like, while they're working, I'll be like, hey, I got some Gatorade for you, or I got something. Like, kind of be hospitable to them.
Make them some goulash or something.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Hot roast.
I got some guac here.
I got a roast here in the crock pot. Can I make you a plate while you're working?
Whip up a hot dish.
Looks at you like, what?
Yeah. I got some Duncan Hines here. You want something?
That's funny.
Oh my God.